My name's Steve, and I am a ballroom dancer. And these are, I think, the second pair of ballroom dance shoes I ever owned. I don't really know what happened to the first one. And a lot of people have come up here to read things. And the interesting thing about our bodies, if we think about them, is that everything we do when we're moving happens through these guys down here, our feet. And most of the time we're wearing shoes. So in a sense, my entire first few, maybe year and a half of ballroom dancing is in one form or another in these shoes right here, which is kind of cool. So looking at them right away, they've been beat to hell. And there's even, you should never do this with actual historical documents, but there's a hole in it right there where my pinky toe would go. And the laces, there's also, like, I don't really know how that happened, but there's a sheath, and that's come through there. They're also, I don't know if you've ever worn ballroom dance shoes, but they're very flexible. These have a shank through the middle, and I don't wear shoes like that anymore because they have very high arches, and they're kind of uncomfortable for me. And if we look at the bottom, the sole, or the bottom where it makes contact with the floor is made of suede. This is because you want it to be able to slide, but not too much. And suede's just about perfect for that sort of thing. And I had these re-sueded because when I was first getting started, I couldn't afford to buy new shoes. For ballroom dance, that is. They also are made of a patent leather, but they got so beat up that I took them to a cobbler, and the cobbler said, yeah, there's nothing I can do, so I told him to make them as dark as he could. So they're not really very shiny anymore. They used to be, you know, all gleaming and everything like that. But if we look closely, you can actually see parts where the leather has sort of been torn off. And this is the part that really interests me, because when we do a ballroom dance of some sort, a lot of times the feet sort of brush past one another like this. So I can see all the good things that I was doing with the brushing of my feet in here. I can also see a lot of the bad things that I was doing, though. Like, for example, the wear on the outside of this. That means that I was rolling to the outside edge of my shoes a whole lot. And I think it's kind of interesting because the things that we do affect the things that we have in ways that we don't necessarily anticipate. And something as simple as walking a whole lot in a pair of shoes can tell you not just about where you've been, but how you got there. It can tell you where you're doing it with good posture, or you're doing it with bad posture. Were you rolling to the outside edge? Was there something going on in your life? And so looking at these is kind of a way of looking at my past. And I think that's kind of an interesting thing. The only real problem is that there's nothing written down, so a lot of this is just me looking at a thing and then reasoning back to the things that I see. So I don't know if there's any actual truth in these. But they remind me of a very specific period in my life, and if they had to be in a museum or an archive of some sort, I suppose that it would be a museum of tools. Because for a ballroom dancer, these are the best tools that we have. That is all.